IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, let's talk about glaucoma. And joining us is Professor Niru Gupta, who is the Chief of Glaucoma in the Department of Ophthalmology and Vision Sciences and Laboratory Medicine and Pathology at Timurti Faculty of Medicine and President of the World Glaucoma Association. What a title. That's unbelievable. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here and such a delight to share about what World Glaucoma Week is all about and why it's so important.
Okay, all right. So before we even get there, can you give us some of the early signs of glaucoma? Because I believe that there is quite a prevalence of glaucoma in South Africa.
Yes, it's a very important disease. And the reason why we are as concerned, there are no symptoms that the patient presents with. So we have 80 million people around the world that have it. Half of them don't know that they do.
But I thought that glaucoma, when you look at a light, you're going to get this halo.
Later on.
Oh, is it already too late when you get that?
No. Well, the most common, over 80% of all glaucoma, and including those in South Africa, would be open angle glaucoma, which is the most common disease, and that is completely silent. The disease that you're talking about is angle closure glaucoma, which is a lesser form of the disease, but still very important, where you can have severe eye pain that is intolerable, nausea, vomiting, and that usually takes you right to the emergency room where diagnosis is made, and it can be promptly treated.
What causes it? What causes glaucoma?
Well, glaucoma, when we're talking about the most common cause, we don't have a cause or a cure, but what's important is that is disease of the optic nerve. It's most associated with elevated pressure in the eye, and so the way to pick up the disease is by examining the eye, checking the pressure, and making sure you have a really good optic nerve check, because it really depends on the health of the optic nerve when the doctor's looking in.
Dr. Gupta, let me just ask a quick question. This is Brooke Spector, sure. Our co-host here.
Hi, Brooke.
I get it. I have to have an eye check fairly frequently for a variety of different things, and I get an injection for it in my eye often, and then I've got a prescription now that I have to take, which is some sort of corticosteroid-like compound to make sure that I don't develop glaucoma symptoms. What's going on there?
So when you're saying you're getting an injection in the eyes, is on a monthly basis?
About every 8 weeks or so.
Yeah. So at this time, the treatment for glaucoma is really eye drops.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like you might be talking about a different disease. I want to say it.
Well, the drops are to prevent the glaucoma from starting. Those are what come in.
Yeah. Oh, the steroid drops, actually, steroid drops in glaucoma patients are contraindicated. However, steroid drops per se are really important following procedures to make sure that we don't have undue inflammation in the eye. And of course, inflammation is uncontrolled could, of course, also cause glaucoma.
Ah, that explains it. Thank you.
All right. So tell me, why is it so important to be talking about glaucoma, and why is it important that we have a glaucoma week?
All right. It's the number one, glaucoma is the number one cause of blindness. That is, here's the catch, preventable. So, and it affects 80 million people worldwide. It's going up exponentially, and it's silent. People don't know that they have it. So the only way that we can get people to do something about it is to remind them how important it is.
All right. This is just this connection is just shocking, unfortunately. You know, we're only hearing every third word. So I think that the bottom line is go and get checked out, because it is preventable and it is the number one cause of blindness.